Hello, and thank you for joining us for Life Without Limits, Planning with the PA Family Network. I'm Courtney Miles, and today I'm joined by Linda Sue Morris and Nicole Carnash. Nicole and Linda Sue are PA Family Network advisors with decades of experience in the IDA community and experience with the vendor fiscal method of participant direction. Linda and Nicole, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So today, like I just mentioned, we're going to be talking a little bit about vendor fiscal and participant direction. So can you start off just by explaining a little bit who you are and your relationship to the participant using vendor fiscal?
Yes, I am the one of the caretakers of my grandson. I have been with him, helping with him since he became ill at 4 years old, and very, very happy to still be here with my boy.
I am Nicole Carnash, and I've been the common law employer for my daughter. She's 28, and I've been the common law employer for over 20 years through the consolidated waiver. And I guess we'll get into a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So why did each of you choose this method of PDS?
We chose it right from the onset. Billy got a waiver in 08. And we chose to direct his services ourselves. As I said, I've been with him through his journey. I have been there, and we wanted to have a say and have let him have a say in who we hire and who is with him every day. It's very important that they like him and he likes them. And we got to choose that on our own to hire. And it gives him so much more freedom, I think, not having any other service other than participant-directed services. But we get to hire, I am his common law employer now, and I get to hire, and he has a voice, and which is very important. We have to let him determine, okay, I like this person, or maybe it's not going to be a good fit. And we just like that freedom of being able to go and do. He can get out in the community with his service person, his staff, which is very important. He leads a very fulfilling life as far as he can. We give him freedom to make decisions within, of course, within limits, depending on his condition. But that is so very important to us.
Yeah.
It's all about choice, right?
All about choice.
Right. And as far as we go, Noelle, so let's see, I have to remember here. We were part of the first group of people that had the option to be have participant directed services. And so it used to be called self-determination way back. But anyway, so we were part of that first group. And it was so long ago. And it's same with what Linda said. You know, I knew what kind of person that we wanted for Noelle, and someone that would be a good fit, like what kind of personality. And, you know, we just had the freedom to then we would find our own people to interview. You know, back then, Noelle didn't really even have a way to communicate. But anyway, so we found the most amazing people, and I'm going to tell you, this is hard to believe, but we have had the most wonderful person in our lives caring for Noelle. She has been with us 23 years.
Wow.
She used to be full time and now she's part time. But she is part of our family. She has experienced this journey with us through and through. So I do think, like just what Linda said, having the freedom to hire the people you want, and also just make sure that Noelle is getting what she wants in her life, the choice and control. I always say that I hire and fire, but she's really the director. I'm the employer, but she's the director of it all. And I haven't really had to fire. I mean, over 20 something years, I don't know. We've had to let a few people go from time to time, but it's been an amazing journey. And we, the people that moved on and had families, and we still are in touch with them. Noelle was a bridesmaid in one of their weddings. So, anyway, I just think it's worked out great. But I will say,
Definitely.
oh, let me say this too, really quick. Before we started the self-direction, the participant-directed services, we were with an agency. And I think, it was, we had less control because we, like, people would call off, and I didn't have any say of who would fill in or if anybody would fill in. So anyway, I just found like that we got the best fit. This is the way to do it, and I have no regrets.
Nicole, I think you just touched on this a little bit, but have either of you ever thought about trying other methods of service delivery?
As
Yeah.
for me, I'm sorry.
No, I was just
No.
gonna say, I'm sorry, Linda. I was just gonna say right now we are doing what we call a hybrid model because we had a hard time for whatever reason finding anybody who wanted to work on the weekends. So our weekends were open, and so Noelle's nurse, the overnight nursing agency, you can't self-direct nursing, so she will always have the nursing agency. They have people in home and community-based people that could help out too. So right now we have a wonderful person that has been helping out on the weekends from time to time. So we're kind of a hybrid. We do both right now.
And as for us, like I said, we started right out in 08, and Billy is now he's will be 38 soon, so we're going to celebrate that very happily. And but we have never considered other options because we have been so happy with the what we do, and with the participant-directed services, it's just has been such a I want to say godsend to for us, because he is 24/7 as well, like Noel.
Really sounds like it's been the perfect fit for you, Linda, and for Billy and your entire family. And I think you kind of just answered this question, but would you say that you both are satisfied with the vendor fiscal method and participant direction in general? And would you say that it creates the best option for an everyday life for you and for your family?
Go ahead, Linda.
Oh my gosh, yes. It does let us do things. We can go out of state at vacation or whatever, and but it has freedom for Billy. It gives him flexibility and control, and that's so important. And we have been very happy. And I'm not saying that maybe we'll have a glitch in now and then,
Yeah.
but like hiring sometimes is a difficult thing. But again, we've been very lucky We have staff that has been with us for a good while.
Yeah. I think, Linda, don't you think, there's just a different type of commitment when we're, they're just involved in our families. And I feel like through an agency, I mean, agencies definitely have their place. But I think sometimes, there's a lot of turnover. There is, people are calling off, and then, I'm waiting for the agency to find someone. But what we have now is a team of six really committed people. They're committed to Noelle having the best life possible. And if someone has to call off, they get a, well, we all get a little group text going and, hey, can anybody work today? And, nine times out of 10, someone's like, I can, so it just works out. And I think they kind of have to be like part of the family, right? So yeah, I think it's worked out so well. And I think one of the myths, well, a myth for I in my opinion is that it's hard, being the common law employer because you have to do the time sheets and everything. And believe me, there was a time when there was paper time sheets and you'd have to, gosh, if you made a mistake, you'd have to do the whole thing over. That was hard. You'd have to scan it and email. But now they've got the electronic sign in and sign out on their phones, and it is so easy. That is a role of the common law employer, is to approve the time sheets, and then the vendor fiscal agent will write the checks and all that stuff. But anyway, I think they make it sound harder than it is.
I'm sure that both methods come with their challenges. I'm guessing. And
Yeah.
that's just one of them, but how many benefits as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
So many more benefits than problems. Yeah.
Right.
So many more.
Yep.
That's wonderful. Well, oh, go ahead, Nicole.
Well, I was just going to say, like at the beginning of every day, Noelle is now, just to let, well, you all know, but to let the listeners know, Noelle has mobility, physical challenges, intellectual disabilities, medical complexities. But at the beginning of every day, Noelle tells us on her Tobi, which is an eye gaze computer, which she uses her eyes to look at an icon and it speaks the word. So she tells us what she wants to do for the day. I want to go, I want to go shopping. I want to go to a winery and listen to live music, things like that. So anyway, so it's just, everyone's on board, and it's really, Noelle does have the control of her own destiny and her own life. But I think the expectation, we all have the same goal in mind, is that is to make Noelle's life as fulfilling as possible. And, as far as staffing goes, when we interview someone, after the person leaves, I'm asking Noelle all these questions. Did you like her? Did you, what do you think? So, and I'm sure you do the same with Billy, Linda.
Yes, absolutely. We make sure it's a good fit
Yep.
for him and the person that we're thinking about hiring.
Right.
Because he has a very serious seizure disorder. So sometimes he can do a lot of things, and other times he needs rescue. So that's important. We have had interviewed people that were just too scared of him to be a fit. They did not understand seizures, and they didn't seem to be able to handle it. So that's something we look for, someone who's comfortable with his condition.
I suppose that's the.
I was going to say one other thing about, sorry, I'm interrupting you, Courtney. But the other thing, one other benefit to participant-directed services is because we don't have an agency to go through, there's we can pay a little bit more than an agency could. That's just how I understand it, because you're not paying the overhead of an agency. So anyway, Linda Sue, isn't
Yes.
that how it normally is?
Even, yes, it is. Even with 24/7 care, it's still the cost of caring for our loved ones is less than what it would be if they were in an institution or a hospital.
Of
It's
course.
so much less.
And they get to live their best life.
Yes.
That's wonderful. It sounds like this method really gives the opportunity to live a life of choice. Thank you both for joining us today to share your experience with the vendor fiscal model. It's been a pleasure chatting with you both.
Same
Thank you.
here,
You
Courtney.
too.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Life Without Limits podcast, Planning with the PA Family Network. We hope that you'll join us again to hear from more individuals. If you'd like to get in contact with us, we can be reached at 1-844-PA-FAMILY or on the web at visionforequality.org.